I'm sorry. You have to actually laugh out loud when I say jokes, otherwise people don't know that you're laughing.
I huffed into the microphone.
That was, I did not hear it. Welcome to Going Pros, a podcast about how sometimes writing is about the journey, not the destination. I'm CZ Tax, and I need to slow way the fuck down or I'm going to drive off a cliff.
And I'm AD Ellicott, and I think we might be podcasters now, like, officially.
Ooh.
We're doing a podcast. It's not a one-off thing where we record our NaNoWriMo breakdowns.
I can see why you would think that, but I respectfully disagree.
We are two people who speak into microphones about our opinions, specifically about writing advice books, and then we upload that recording into a podcast app. What have I missed?
The only people I have ever seen self-identify as podcasters are beige-wearing weirdos with bad political takes, and we are not that. We need a different word to describe ourselves.
Well, okay? that's not true. I've also seen some women who are very into true crime identify as podcasters.
Also men who misunderstand The Godfather.
And aspiring stand-up comedians.
We don't really fall into any of those genres. I mean, we are very funny, but we're not aspiring stand-up comedians, so we're just out here having opinions. What do you call a professional opinion haver?
A writer.
Oh, fuck you. That's like, okay, fine. Great segue. Well done. You were holding that in. So what have you been writing lately, Addie?
Well, I really want to up my game, but on more manageable chunks of writing before I take another run at my NaNoWriMo monstrosity. So I've been working on some short stories, and all of them seem to be transport related for some reason. What about you?
Well, I just sent my low fantasy novel to our critique group, which is always extremely nerve-wracking. So to distract myself, I'm ignoring all of the projects I'd actually planned and starting a new novel, which seems to be, at this stage, a high fantasy political intrigue murder mystery. The document is currently called Noble Lady Drowned in a Koi Pond, but I suspect that title will not survive to the end of the manuscript. So, new year, we've got our new projects.
Can we call it a new year if we're recording this at the end of March?
Oh, God, it's already March. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, I think I've got a touch of the vapors.
Anyway, I think it's time to start reading a new writing advice book.
Yes, okay, we did agree that was the format of the show. Take it away, Addie. Tell me what I'm reading.
So, this time around, we are working on Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott.
We mentioned this at the end of last season. Was that a season? I guess it was a season. If you Google advice for writers, this is one of those books that pops up as like the second or third entry on everybody's lists.
And this is also a book that we both have a copy of thanks to the Lifeline Book Fair.
So we did get slightly different editions. I think mine is like the 25th anniversary edition or something. It just has a bunch of quotes from reviews on the back. So why don't you read whatever yours has as a blurb?
All right, so this has 30 years ago, my older brother, who was 10 years old at the time, was trying to get a report on birds written that he'd had 3 months to write. It was due the next day.
Relatable content.
We were out at our family cabin in the Bolinas, and he was at the kitchen table close to tears, surrounded by binder paper and pencils and unopened books on birds, immobilized by the hugeness of the task ahead. Then my father sat down beside him, put his arms around my brother's shoulder and said, "Bird by bird, buddy. Just take it bird by bird."
So blurbs are, you know, they don't reveal everything about the book, but they give you an idea of what you're in for. And I suspect that what I'm in for with this book is just a series of personal attacks on me and possibly both of us because,
Look, I also may have left some multi-month projects to the very last minute and then cried uncontrollably at my desk, but enough about my honors thesis.
You mean my honors thesis, surely? Like, come on.
That too. Yeah. All our honors theses.
Anyone who's ever just had something where the lecturer or the teacher or whoever was like, look, you cannot do this the night before it's due, and you went challenge accepted and then immediately regretted that decision, this one's for you, apparently.
Yes, yes. This one is for you, courtesy of Anne Lamott.
Yep.
Who is Anne Lamott?
So, not that I know her personally or anything, but she is an author from California. She's also known for being a progressive political activist. She's still around, still alive, still writing. She's actually published her novels, unlike the other author of a writing advice book we've covered on this alleged podcast. And she's also written a bunch of, I guess you'd call them memoirs. They're not quite autobiographies, but nonfiction about various times in her life. Here's the thing, though, Addie, there's no convenient week-by-week breakdown in this book, and I don't think we can talk about the whole thing in a single episode.
Okay, so this is also less structured than the previous book, but I think we can still break it into multiple episodes. Based on the index, there are about 5 parts to this book, but it doesn't look like they were all created equal.
There are, let me see, a lot of subsections in part 1 and exactly 1 subsection in part 5.
Do you reckon she was running out of steam?
This was first published in 1994, back when you still had to actually print out your manuscript and send it off, so I think she probably ran out of paper.
You know what? If I had to print out what I wrote so other people could read it, I think I would simply not. My printer has been low on ink since like 2019.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a printer anymore because I don't want any device smart enough to make a sound unexpectedly in my house. Now, I'm going to go ahead and suggest that we give section 1 at least 2 episodes, maybe 3, since that's the chunkiest boy of the bunch. And then we can do like an episode each for parts 2 through 4 and combine the itty bitty part 5 with like our overall reactions, summary, wrap up, whatever. So that is...
Are you counting on your fingers right now?
Damn it, Jim, I'm a writer, not a mathematician.
It's 6 or 7 episodes all up, not including this.
Also, while I had fun doing a weekly podcast with you, considering that we both have full-time day jobs and don't get paid for this, we should do fortnightly episodes for the sake of not dying or killing each other.
Yes, I value my sleep and also my sanity, so fortnightly, please. Alas, no more breakdowns for our dear listeners.
That's a bit optimistic, both the idea that we won't have any more breakdowns and the idea that we have listeners. Although we do have some. I keep seeing the download numbers tick up very, very slowly. So clearly someone out there is, God, still here, apparently.
Listening to our ramblings that we don't get paid for.
Yeah.
Speaking of not getting paid, we're setting up a Patreon because ChatGPT stole all the writer jobs and now we get stuck with our office work.
You know, compared to your previous segue, your very sneaky little a writer segue, that was a little bit of a letdown, not going to lie. Actually, you know what? I'm going to ask ChatGPT to summarize the themes in Anne Lamott's work while you tell us about the Patreon.
All right. So not much to tell at this stage. For a dollar, you can nominate books for us to look at next and possibly vote on which we do if we get enough listeners for that to actually be a meaningful incentive.
We should raise that price. A dollar is like a sixth of a cup of coffee in this town.
That's because we live somewhere ridiculous.
That's true. Okay, so I asked ChatGPT to summarize the themes in Bird by Bird and it says, wait for it, internal server error.
That doesn't sound right.
I don't know. Internal server error is probably the best description of my writing process I've ever heard.
All right. So last season you were a vampire and now you're an AI. What's next?
A podcaster, apparently. Going Prose is hosted by A.D. Ellicott and C.Z. Tax. Our intro and outro music is by Nathan J. Phillips. For more information on the podcast, including where to find us on social media, or to show us your support, visit patreon.com/goingprose or check the episode notes. This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Ngunnawal people.